This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Involved. I appreciate the time that you guys are engaged and actually doing something. If you get information, that information should help you go out, not just make decisions, but to engage, to get involved. Man, there's a lot of people who sit at home and want to complain. Right? There's a lot of them that want to sit there and tell you what you're doing wrong or what you could do better. And I would say to them, so where are you? What are you doing? Where have you been? Who are you helping? Yeah. I don't play that game, if you would. If I'm not doing it, or I'm not willing to do it, or I haven't done it, I'm not going to ask you to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we don't have a staff of 27 here, so some of the stuff that I get, I have to work off. So if I get the numbers wrong, I apologize, but I'm darn close most of the time. When you look at what's going on across the country right now, and I explained to you guys once before the difference between a sheriff and a police chief, right? Police chief is a political appointee. A sheriff, though, it takes a political process because they get elected. They are not. They're their own people. They cannot be fired. They can be impeached or something along those lines, but they cannot be fired. Now, in most counties where, you know, sheriffs are elected, the way the county supervisors get what they want is, remember that the sheriff has to beg the county for their budget money. So the county can kind of play games with their budget money in order to get what they're looking for as well. It's all, look, any of you who think that it's this plain white vanilla, things run the way they're, you're out of your mind. Politics is politics. It's disgusting. It's dirty. It's ugly. But it is what it is. If you want to change it, then start voting the right people in. And stop complaining about how it runs and how bad they are. Get them out. It's the truth. Listen, I'm seeing more and more sheriffs across the country actually go to the county meeting, go to local groups, and flat out say, hey, look, I'm not going to enforce an illegal slash unconstitutional law. I'm not going to do it. And those guys, you want to applaud. You want to get behind. You want to support. You want to applaud them. I've heard stories. I'm not a beach guy, so I've heard stories about when people go to the beach that there was a couple of city police officers in California, Los Angeles City, along the edge of the beach. And the woman said, well, I suppose you're going to slap handcuffs on me and arrest me now. And he goes, no, I'm not going to arrest you for exercising your constitutional right. Just don't, you know, just, you know, stay low key. Be safe. Don't be stupid. I can deal with that. That's great. And she should have given that cop kudos. I don't know if she did or didn't, but she should have. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. It's funny you have judges that are mixed across the country on whether cities have a right to do the stay-at-home order or not. And you see sheriffs across the country that are saying, no, they're not going to enforce it because it's illegal. You do have police officers that won't enforce it because they say it's illegal. The Department of Justice is now going after states, mostly states. Even Governor Newsom, in a backhanded way, it seems to, appears to be, to try to hand it back down to the cities. We'll see what happens. But one of the largest cities in Los Angeles County, which you all know is it's outregistered Democrat like 3-1, or Democrats outregistered Republicans almost 3-1. Right? There are very few bastions of Republicanism, bastions of conservatism in Los Angeles County. But one city in Los Angeles County decided this week they had had enough. So they passed a resolution that's basically calling themselves a sanctuary city, but not for illegals. Actually, they voted to make themselves a constitutional city, to do what the Constitution called them to do. Now, again, cities like me being on a school board, even though we're elected in a state agency, we still have boundaries. It's frustrating, it's irritating as heck, but we still have boundaries. And they do, too. So I've asked after the break, I've asked the mayor of the city of Santa Clarita in North Los Angeles County. They are the only city in Los Angeles County that is pushing back against the county of Los Angeles / the state of Los Angeles. So we're going to see what's going to happen there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Sign up for the email blast. Comment on the videos. That would be really nice if you would comment on the videos. And there's just a lot going on the website. Comment on the stories. Make suggestions to me as to what you think we should, topics of discussion, people we should have on the show, and that kind of stuff. It ain't that hard, and I'll do the best. And if you got contact info, that'd be even better. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side, GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, hey. You know, hey, mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo, mambo.
We are back.
Go, go, Joe.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll get to the phones after the break. Because I really want to get my next guest on. You guys don't realize what a monumental feat any of this stuff is here in Los Angeles County. Because, you know, this is like Democrat haven out here. And to get anything put through or even discussed that goes against the Democrat mantra, it's almost impossible to do. Even if it's the right thing to do. It's just craziness. So I've asked, recently, the third largest city, I believe, in Los Angeles County. Now, again, in Los Angeles County, Republicans are outnumbered like 2.5 to 1. There's very few places where Republicans have control or any kind of control of the area. And now you have a city in Los Angeles County that has said, look, we We've got to get this place open. We have this under control in our little area. You know, I'm a believer that legislation, but people should be able to make the rules. They should be able to govern locally in their area. Look, we're nothing like, California is nothing like Oklahoma, which is nothing like Texas, which is nothing like New York City. You should be able to rule from within. That's the way it works. So I've asked the mayor of Santa Clarita, California, just north of Los Angeles, Cameron Smyth, to join me today to discuss a recent resolution that was put on the table in front of the city for them to say, hey, look, we're not going to go along with the stay-at-home, stuck-at-home, lock-me-in-my-house edict given from the state. Cameron, thanks for Mayor Smyth, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Joe, happy to be on.
Well, all right, so what brought this about? You guys could have, got past this, just leave it alone, go with the flow, and everything would have been wonderful. What made you bring this up?
So, our community, like most of California, and I think Los Angeles County, we all bought in very aggressively to the initial order that was put in place in March, the importance of staying at home and facial coverings and pulling our kids out of school. We bought in, and our community worked very hard and aggressively followed those orders, but with the expectation that after 2 months, as the county had initially said, the order would expire on May 15th, that once we got there, there would be some relief. And I think our community, along with many throughout Los Angeles County, were somewhat shocked when the public health officer said that not only was the order going to be extended past May 15th, it was going to be extended until July 31st. And to ask local businesses and communities to and small businesses to try to survive an additional 2.5 months was just untenable. And so we as a city council realized that we had 2 months worth of data, and we partnered with two cities to the north of us, Palmdale and Lancaster, to create a North County coalition to petition Los Angeles County to grant our region a variance similar to what Governor Newsom has begun to provide for counties and provide them for the city. Because, Joe, but others might not, that Los Angeles is the largest county in the nation, 10 million people, and the differences from our community in Santa Clarita and the North County are much different than what you would see in the South Bay with Manhattan and Redondo Beach or a downtown L.A. or the west side of L.A. And so our petition was, let us use the data available to have some flexibility to help our community.
Yeah, and again, I was telling people, you've got a community like ours, and it's the same across the nation. You have communities that are totally different in how they survive, how they act, and what they have going on. We have, in a relatively small area, we have 1,600-plus small businesses. We do have a mall like other places have, but a lot of small businesses in this town, and larger ones like Princess Cruises is actually headquartered in Santa Clarita, California. And they're seeing the effect of this as well. But to your point earlier, kids have to go back to school. People have to get back to work. Even ones working from their home are not working at the full 100%. And now we're starting to see that this lockdown is actually bad for you from a health standpoint, aren't we?
And, I've been talking with, small businesses, health professionals, mm-hmm. People that have commented about those that they know who have committed suicide as a result. I've had just an email exchange today with a parent of a disabled young adult, and the impact of our disabled community who cannot get out for their therapy, whether it be physical or their counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. This one parent was talking about the challenges with her daughter who would not wear a mask, and going in, and the challenges of taking her to the grocery store and you know, not her not wearing a mask and you know, the difficulties that they face. And I think you know, that gets lost in the discussion. And you've begun to see the cracks. And you know, with Governor Newsom now has granted over 40 of the 58 counties have variances to accelerate their reopening. You know, L.A. County is still the most restrictive, I think, or along with the Bay Area, still very restrictive. But I think we got good news today where in a bipartisan way, two members of the Board of Supervisors, Catherine Barger and Janice Hahn, are going to jointly present a motion to the board next week that would petition the governor to grant L.A. County the ability to award city variances or regional variances within the county, and that's you know a great thing to see that you know the Republican and Democrat members of the board realize their communities are suffering equally, and it's time to use the data to open responsibly and let communities get back you know make the best decisions with the data available.
Now, it was a resolution. Obviously, city councils don't pass law. They can pass ordinances. But this is a resolution. And what happens now? Where's as the old saying goes, where's the beef in this?
Right. So, sure. So, you know, it's funny. You know, the idea and the genesis for creating the city variances within L.A. County really actually started with my wife and I having sitting on the couch, you know, a couple weeks ago, trying to figure out what kind of solutions we could do with our frustrations. My wife is a political science professor at our local community college, and we were, you know, kind of discussing in this pod.
All right.
So what we went to our supervisor.
We're capitalists here. Okay, so I got to go for a break to make some money. Can you hang out a couple more minutes after the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Joe Messina, your host, Go Far People. We've got a lot more coming up. Mayor Cameron Smyth joins me from Santa Clarita, California. One of the only cities, I think, one of the few cities in L.A. County that have said, hey, we've had enough. We need to make a change. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, a federally funded relief effort designed to assist small businesses, 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates across the country received more than $80 million.
million. The Women's Healthcare Group claims its corporate structure, which separates its affiliates from the national office, makes their independent clinics eligible for the funds. The Small Business Administration, the U.S. government agency tasked with approving the loans, appears to disagree. According to a letter sent to Planned Parenthood affiliates, the SBA preliminarily concluded the clinic was a local affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, therefore ineligible for the loan under the rules. The loan should be returned immediately, but if Planned Parenthood disagrees with that conclusion, the SBA writes, it will conduct a full investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Hey, listen, for those of you who can't stand emails, and I don't like them either, and I don't like sending them out on a regular basis, you can get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us. But as I told you, you know, I said this a long time ago. People are going to get sick of this, and people are going to start pushing back. And actually, if there's not a break soon, and I mean a real break, I have a fear, not a wish, but I have a fear that you may see some violence start to erupt because people want to go. I mean, going to the beach. How asinine is it that an elected official tells you, now think about this. They make fun of guys like me who believe in God, and I have to learn how to believe in science. I have to learn how to give it up to science. Well, if science says that by me standing on a wet piece of dirt, sand, I have a better chance of getting the coronavirus than standing on a dry piece of sand, it is not a science that I'm probably going to adhere to. This is how asinine this has become, at least in California. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country. So this is why people are going to start pushing back, because it doesn't make sense. When you have states and you have places and cities and counties that have very little outbreak, you know, and they're not as strict as L.A. is, people are going to want to push back. Well, in Los Angeles County, where Republicans / conservatives are outnumbered, like I said, almost 2.5 to 1, we have a city that decided, hey, you know what? This isn't working. This isn't right. Our people have to get back to work, because the city that, you know, for all transparency, that I live in, Santa Clarita, California, it is very much entwined with people who live here, who own small businesses here. Their kids go to school here. Everything they do is in this small little area of 300,000. So I've asked the mayor to come on, Mayor Cameron Smyth, to join me and discuss this and really talk about what brought it about. You know, it's almost one of those things where it is David versus Goliath, and they throw a resolution on the table that says, hey, we want out. And first of all, Mayor Smyth, thanks for joining me. Secondly, you started to tell us, what does that actually mean? What kind of beef or teeth does that have?
Sure. So our first step was, you know, for us to use the resolution to formally oppose the health director's order, which, you know, again, extended the order First it was to July 31st, then it was indefinitely, and now it's moved to July 4th. And, you know, and we felt that without offering any kind of roadmap, it was just going to devastate the county and certainly our city. And so what we had done is use the model that Governor Newsom already had in place to allow counties to have a variance from the state that enabled them to move a little bit faster with their reopening. Why not apply that here in Los Angeles County? Los Angeles County has 10 million people. They're larger than almost 35 states, if not more, just in L.A. County. And the diversity is so significant that communities should have the ability to create their own sub-region and apply for a similar variance. And so we petitioned our local county supervisor first, and she took up our cause and has a co-author from the board. So our supervisor is Catherine Parker. She got ours is the Republican, but then our co-author, Janice Hahn from the Long Beach South Bay area, is a co-author of the motion that is going to ask the state to give L.A. County the authority to grant regional variances within our area. And, you know, this is something that the initial intent was just for our own North County region to break away, but the supervisors have expanded it for any region within Los Angeles County, and that's something that we didn't expect, but is now providing, if passed, will provide freedom for other communities to apply for a similar variance. Because, as you can imagine, much of the numbers around the virus and the deaths and all are really centered in the city of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's the largest city, obviously, and so not to minimize the impacts there in the city, but in the areas like Santa Clarita and others, we don't have that same impact. And let us use the data to create our own plan, still within the guidelines of the state. We can't oversee that. We can't circumvent that. But we shouldn't be held to the same standard as the city of L.A.
No. Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And two quick things is a lot of my listeners know that I'm on a school board, and I was talking about this the other day where we really have no people that have gray areas. I have people sending me emails and saying, open the darn schools, get the kids back in schools, get back to normality, and others who say, keep them locked up till they come with a cure for this. So, you know, I'm getting it from both sides. I would imagine you as the mayor, what's the temperature of the community on this?
So first, I'm going to apologize for sending all those people your way that are telling me to open up the school. So I'm not telling them to call you. We certainly get feedback from both sides, but it is overwhelming. Particularly since May 15th, it really turned to overwhelmingly need to open up, and all of these small businesses. Nobody wants to go back to the pre-COVID days. They're not suggesting that. They want to take care of their employees. They want to take care of their customers.
Right.
But they are being forced to decide between their livelihood and their ability to pay their mortgage, put their kids through school, as opposed to following the current county guidelines. That if they open up, are they going to get handcuffed and cited and have their business shut down? You know, at this point, the data doesn't justify forcing small businesses to have to make that choice. Because I assure you, I'm not getting calls from Walmart or the Cheesecake Factory or these large scale corporate businesses that are able to survive. It's the people who have dumped their entire life savings to open up their personal training studio, their dream. Their dream shop for organic baby supplies.
Sure, cake shops.
That's dying.
Cake shops, coffee shops, little places all around town that people go to and hang out and you know, just want to partake of the local food, what have you. Listen, you know, you and I are both hit with the science thing, science. But, you know, if you really sit down as an elected official trying to do what's right for the city, me trying to do what's right for the school board, I'm looking, and not in a political way, in a science way. I'm looking at these doctors. I'm looking at people that are saying, hey, look, a lot of them are saying, no, the masks don't work, or yes, they do work. No, you can't, the 6 feet apart doesn't help. Yes, it does help. I mean, people don't realize what a tough place you're in. And then you've got the county health department saying, you know, cities, you can't do this. Sorry, we're not going to allow you to do this. Which is why you have to take the time, have the guts to speak up and go, look, we need to open our city. Tell us what we can do. Work with us. Give us some guidelines and let us open back up. And that's basically what you're doing, right?
No, exactly. And, you know, you just look at, you know, in our community, you know, right now, fully 25% of our cumulative number of total cases are from inmates. Not, you know, it's not staff at the prison, but actual inmates.
Yeah.
You know, who our local sheriff released video of them intentionally, you know, contaminating themselves. So they could get released.
Yep. I know. I agree with you. And all right. So we're up against it. And I'm. I will say one thing to you. If there's no 4th of July parade, not just in Santa Clarita, but across this country, I think we're going to see a resistance like the one that caused the original 4th of July. What do you think?
Well, I think there are other ways to, you know, to celebrate. I know it's something we're going to discuss, the parade and you know, our traditional fireworks shows. And so I think we're going to look at ways to still try to celebrate our Independence Day. And, you know, to me, there'd be no better way than for us to get this variance.
Yep.
And let the city of Santa Clarita celebrate our independence from the county of L.A.
Amen. You know what? Keep fighting. It's the right thing to do. We need to get back on our feet. We need to get moving back forward. We've been in worse cases than we've made it. So, Mayor Smyth, thanks again for coming on such short notice. I appreciate what you're doing.
Sure thing. Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Show with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend time with us. Well, spend time with me anyway. So I really do appreciate that time. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. When you go back and get the show later on or what have you. I mean, just really appreciate it. Now, I made a joke as we were leaving the last segment, but I think it's so true. If we don't have that pressure release, if we don't have the ability to celebrate the freedom that we have in this country on July 4th, and some people, well, come on, it's only a parade, it's only a symbolization of what, but that's not it. We live off of those things. We celebrate them. You know, the sad part about it is there's a lot of young people think it's just beer and barbecue day. They don't really understand what it's all about. You know, it's just like Memorial Day's coming up. Right, it's Monday. And I'll bet you if you went out and asked 100 young people, 50 young people, 92% of them wouldn't know what it's about. They wouldn't know. It's another day off? Well, everything's off with pay these days. But it's another day off with pay. Right? And that's how they see it. I don't know how you fight that. I mean, until we change the education system to get these people to understand, I do not know how you fight that. No. Now, it's really funny. I always say this, and I mean it. I love my chat room. There are smarter people in there than I am. And sometimes they get off task, but they're not off task tonight. They're very much on topic. And it's kind of my... What I've been saying for years, if you've been listening to the show any length of time at all, you know I've been saying this stuff for years. And if you're a religious person, if you're a Christian or a Jew or whatever, why is it that I can't get you to understand that your ballot guide, your guide as to who to vote for, is your Bible, your scripture? Right, Christians call it a Bible. The Jews have their Torah. But the bottom line with it is, I'm going to keep asking the question over and over and over again till somebody can explain to me. Look, de Blasio were yanking Jews that were worshiping in a synagogue. I mean, for all intents and purposes, drug them out of there. The man is a communist. A godless, soulless communist. How does the Jew, which is a very big community, Jewish and Catholic communities in New York, how do you guys look yourself in the mirror and vote for these people? They hate what you stand for. They hate the fact that you believe in the supreme being that actually created the universe. It wasn't some big bang. Okay, one that you have to answer to, or you are willing to answer to, that you're willing to submit to, or you're supposed to anyway, and not them, the government. De Blasio, Cuomo, he couldn't hold himself anymore. He spilled it all over the place. It wasn't God who did this. It was us. It was me. I'm your God. He didn't say that part, but that's what he... Look at his face. Look at his body when he was saying that. There's no God. You guys are fools. You're freaks. It was your government that stepped up and saved your butts. Well, actually, you didn't, Mr. Cuomo. You made it worse. The cities... And I remember I keep telling you guys, do percentages, not numbers. Doesn't work. It makes absolutely no sense. Alaska has a population of 500 and some odd thousand people for the whole state. And California's got what, 40 million? Yeah, 39.1, 39.5, 40. Good enough. You have to use percentages to get real numbers. You can't just say, you know, 5,000 people died in Alaska, 5,000 people were killed in California with this COVID virus. You go, wow, that's no, it's a big deal if you look at the Alaska numbers. Those aren't real numbers, by the way. I'm just throwing those out there. Because it represents a higher percentage of their population than it does in California. In California, it's a bad cold season if it was only 5,000. So we got to stop getting sucked into this stuff. But again, California, you've got a governor that hates you if you are a religious person. Doesn't want your houses of worship open, right? Because you guys are a bunch of fools and you don't know how to stay safe and you're going to pray to this thing that doesn't exist who can't help you anyhow. That's what he believes. He believes this is Sunday entertainment for us. They have no clue as to what we believe, why we believe, and how we feel about our God. And they don't care. But you keep voting for them. You keep voting them in. I tell you what. I do care about all the kids. I could almost say that, you know, their parents are one thing because they are hardcore Republicans or Democrats or whatever they are. Right? But the kids don't know yet. They're not there. They don't understand everything yet. Not that we ever really do, but you know what I'm saying. So you got to do what you can do to make sure that they feel safe. Do they have the information that they need? I'm probably one of the only trustees that says the same thing every time. If one of us running for office or in office tells you we can keep your kids safe, we can make sure they're not exposed to anything negative. They're lying to you. It is an impossible task. We do the best we can with what we have, but unless you parents step up, unless people step up to say, hey, do you know what's in this book? Do you know what this teacher's doing in this class? Do you know what this administrator's doing? I mean, we have no idea what's going on a day-to-day business basis, and it's impossible. You all got jobs. You get paid to do your job. We get what amounts to about 11 cents an hour for the time we do spend doing the work we do. And some of us do a lot of work because we just feel like that's our job. That's what we were elected to do. Others don't. There are trustees at school boards that meet twice a month, and they only show up and engage twice a month. There are other trustees, you know, some are retired, some are working jobs that allow it to happen. They're on school sites, they're getting involved, they're making phone calls a couple days a week to see what's going on in their district as a whole, and that's really cool. All right? I mean, seriously, when you start to tie everything together, so you Christians, you Jews, you whatever group you belong to, you take the basis of what your religion teaches, if it's family, right, the cherishing of life, marriage between a man and a woman, abortion is wrong. I mean, whatever those points are, before you go to vote, you have a choice to make. Now, I get emails from you. I see some of you out there, and you'll say, you keep mixing up this religion and politics. No, actually, I'm not. You're the fool for not mixing it up. Because if you truly believe in a higher power, if you truly believe in God, you have to believe that God gave you government. He didn't want to. The Jews know the story. They kept asking for a king, and he kept saying, you don't need a king. You got me. They said, yeah, you're cool, but we want somebody here. Okay? They badgered God long enough where he says, okay, here. You can have a king. He knew it was bad for them. He knew it wasn't going to work. But he gave what they wanted, maybe to prove a point. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to ask him someday. Right? But he gave them government. And then it's the same thing here. No matter what you think about our founding fathers, they wanted us to have the freedom. They took the power away from the king. Not in the fight. That wasn't it. It was in the Constitution. Here were the most powerful men on the planet. They had just beat, okay, the little rebels here, they just beat the most powerful military force on this planet. They gave all the credit to God. Read their letters. You never hear that at school. Read their letters. They gave all the credit to God. And when they started, they gave all the credit to God. All right? They wanted to make sure he was part of this country, that we would never forget he was the one that brought us here. And look what we've done to this. Look what I'm very much into the guilt thing by saying we need to step up. Christians, Jews, those who believe in the principles of God need to step up and start electing people that have those principles. I'm proud to say, now he just started, and I'm praying he's the man that I believe him to be. We worked hard to get Mike Garcia elected. And his first vote was a godly vote. His first vote was an outspoken vote to protect the sanctity of life. And it was wonderful. Because the opening thing wasn't, I'm going with the party. He said openly, this is a no-brainer for me. We protect life. God loves life. Those are the people you need to get behind. Those are the people you need to keep your feet to the fire. You need to help them get elected. Hey, God bless you guys. Whether you believe in God or not, I still want him to bless you, okay? Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. And come on back, because we're here all week.